This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. C.P. Radhakrishnan has been sworn in as the 15th Vice President of India. President Draupadi Murmu administered him the oath of office at a swearing-in ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning.
I,
Chandravaram Ponnuswamy Radhakrishnan,
do swear in the name of God.
Do swear in the name of God
that I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance
to the Constitution of India.
To the Constitution of India,
as by law established.
Yes, by law established.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duty.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duty
upon which I am about to enter.
Upon which I am about to enter.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi, former President Ramnath Kovind, former Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Union Ministers, including Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, J.P. Nadda, Piyush Goyal and Nitin Gadkari, were present on the occasion. Mr. Radhakrishnan emerged victorious as the NDA candidate in the Vice Presidential elections held on the 9th of this month, bagging 452 votes. He defeated the India Bloc candidate P. Sudarshan Reddy by a margin of 152 votes. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the International Conference on Gyan Bharatam in New Delhi this evening. He will also launch the Gyan Bharatam portal, a dedicated digital platform to accelerate manuscript digitization, preservation and public access, and address the gathering on the occasion. The three-day conference began yesterday under the theme Reclaiming India's Knowledge Legacy Through Manuscript Heritage. The conference has brought together leading scholars, conservationists, technologists and policy experts to deliberate on pathways for revitalizing India's unparalleled manuscript wealth and to place it at the heart of a global knowledge dialogue. INS Aravali will be commissioned in the Indian Navy at Gurugram this afternoon. The ceremony will be presided over by Chief of the Naval Staff, Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi. The Defence Ministry said, named after the Aravali mountain range, INS Aravali will strengthen the Navy's information and communication infrastructure. The Election Commission will organise a one-day workshop for media and communication officers of the offices of chief electoral officers across 36 states and union territories today. A report.
The workshop aims to emphasize that elections in India are held as per the constitution and underline the importance of communicating the legal, factual and rule-based information in a timely and in coordinated manner. The poll body said that in light of the recent surge in misinformation that seeks to mislead the public with regard to electoral processes, the workshop aims to strengthen the communication ecosystem of the offices of CEOs in states and UTs encountering misleading information with fact-based responses. With Pallavi's report, this is Neelam Kaushik for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Talks between Gen Z representatives, Nepali Army Chief Ashik Raj Sigdel and President of Nepal Ramchandra Podel for appointing the Prime Minister of an interim government failed to reach an agreement even after 2 days. Last night, the President and Speaker Devraj Khimre met and stressed that in the current situation, solutions may be explored within the ambit of the Constitution. The discussion on whether or not to dissolve the Parliament failed to reach a consensus. In Kathmandu, Lalitpur and Bhaktapur districts, prohibitory orders have been issued till tomorrow evening. At the FIDE, Grand Swiss Grandmaster Nihal Sarin ended Parham Maqsoodloo's unbeaten run with a brilliant win, moving into the lead after round 7. In the women's section, R. Vaishali regained the sole lead, but it was another setback for world champion Digo Kesh when he suffered a defeat to Turkey's Edis Gurel, his third. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading nearly 0.5% up in forenoon trade today. The Sensex surged 403 points to 81,952, while the Nifty gained 120 points to 25,125 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, capital goods, telecommunication and industrials were gaining the most. And with that, we end this news bulletin.